Democrats have been calling for the legislature's Joint Finance Committee to delay approval of about $14 million in new funds for the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. WEDIC, as it's known, is the public-private agency Governor Walker and GOP lawmakers created to replace the Department of Commerce. A legislative audit and various news reports show continuing administrative problems at WEDIC. This afternoon, Joint Finance Assembly co-chair John Nygren is offering a compromise. The Marinette Republican says the GOP wants Joint Finance to vote on the WEDIC budget tomorrow, but hold the new money until more reforms are completed.
There's a bill out there requiring a financial audit to be done in every year. I think that's something we can do. Additionally, there's been a number of initiatives that have been identified in the audit. We can make any additional funds dependent upon those issues being corrected.
Nygren's recommendation comes after a three-hour special meeting of the WEDIC board this morning in Waukesha. Democratic Senator Julie Lassa says WEDIC is making progress, but she first wants the Legislative Audit Bureau to brief the board on policies WEDIC needs to stay on track.
Because to me, it is a bit concerning that WEDC is now approaching 2 years, and a lot of these policies, while they may have been informal, they have not been set in stone. They have not been adopted by the board.
Governor Walker is promising to strengthen the powers of the WEDIC board, but admits the legislature and the public don't have full confidence in his key economic development agency. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.